morning. It's Danger Dan. And this is Danger Dan's Talk Shop. Yeah, I'm stoked. It is, fuck me, 6:20 right now, Wednesday morning. Feels like it's in the 70s. It's beautiful. It's an amazing morning. Had a real productive week since I talked to y'all. Fun weekend. I hope everybody had fun at Born Free. We had a big ass party called Born Naked that was pretty fucking epic. My kid got his first dirt bike. He's pretty stoked about that shit. I want to thank everybody that came out to Born Naked. Had fun. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. So has anybody looked into the total eclipse yet? Nobody made any comments. Except for my pops. I think he's going to be in Red River, New Mexico that weekend. But end of August. One of my buddies, his son's fixing to go off to the Marines. So he bought a fucking plane ticket for the two of them to fly to, I think, Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, or Charlotte or something. His son doesn't really know what's going on, but they got tickets to fly up there. They got like a 6-hour layover at LaGuardia. They're going to go do the New York thing for a minute. Then get down there to Charlotte or Myrtle, wherever they're going to be. And he's got a fishing boat chartered that morning so that they'll be out on the ocean fishing. Hopefully slaying the fish when the total eclipse passes through there. I thought that was a fucking wicked cool idea. But I sure would like to be riding my chopper when it goes by. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. Bacon's out there in California. He didn't make it down to Born Free, but he's been riding the fuck out of his shovel head. Looks like he's having a good time. Just taking it easy. He needs that because that motherfucker's been working hard through the spring, getting everybody on the road. Just, you know, bikes fucking in and out of there all spring long. And he's been helping me out. He can help you out. If you need any machine work done, you need your cylinders bored over, maybe your fucking cases are cracked, you need a valve job, whatever you need. Maybe you want to turn your 74 cubic inch into a 93 cubic inch. Just get a hold of Bacon at DC Choppers. I think it's DC Choppers dash, DC dash Choppers, whatever it is. There's a link in the info of this website. You can go check him out. He can get your shit going. He'll be back sometime this week, actually, because he's got to be down there for 4th of July. I don't really know what you guys have got planned for the 4th of July, but I think I will be in Red River, New Mexico again with the family. Probably not shooting fireworks off, but we'll find a place to watch somebody else shoot off some fireworks. So, got that going for you. Talked to Scott over at Chemical Candy Customs. He gave out a few koozies. Those of you that hunted him down and got a koozie, I thank you. The skaters were fucking, you know, skating the vert ramp right in front of his booth. Sounded like he had a really good time. Him and Kirk Sharp doing the Born Free thing. So that's cool. Scott, I'm glad you had fun. He sold a tank. If you're not the one that bought the tank he sold, you should probably hit him up for some tank work done. Some tank work, that made sense. Get some tank artwork done. Thank you, Scott. Oh, Show Class Magazine looked like they had a lot of fun at fucking Born Free. Maybe too much fun by some people's standards. But when I saw that video of Small Dick Papa doing a burnout in the... First off, that fucking chopper he built, I don't guess I talked to him on the podcast because I remember, like, the only picture I found when I did find him on the internet was just like a pile of parts, you know? He wasn't big on the social aspect, the social media aspect of the People's Champ, which is fine. We talked about that. Some people got different moves. But the bike he built was fucking rad as shit. I saw one video the other day of him just like bouncing a wheelie down the road. And I don't know, that just a rad chopper, you know? Like, tall, dangerous, skinny, things I like a lot. But when he did the burnout in the fucking pool, it was epic. Wish I could have been there to see that. Throwing water all over everybody. I mean, it's rad as fuck. Cheers to you, bud. So Show Class Magazine brought the pool out for him to do that. That's badass. You should go fucking support Show Class Magazine because they support me. Enter Danger Dan at checkout in all caps and you will get 15% off everything. I mean, it seems like they have 15% off everything like every other day already. So maybe with my promo code stacked on top of that shit, you can get 30% off. Maybe not. I don't know how that works, Tim. But I got my new Show Class mag. The artwork's sick. There's fucking... It seems like this newest magazine... Well, not the newest, because I think he just put out another one. But this, the latest one that I have, it seems bigger. It seems like there's more bitches. Seems like there's more bikes. More shit. I haven't really got a chance to really sit down and soak it up, but I'd say it's worth whatever the fuck I gave for it, like $6 or $7. I don't know. Can't remember what it cost for that subscription, but it ain't a ton for a magazine that's that high quality. So thank you, Tim, and the rest of the Show Class hooligans. Meredith is actually having a party this Saturday at the Little Darlin' Saloon down in Austin, Texas. So if you're in that area, you should go. If I wasn't going to be out at PK Lake motorboating, that's where I'd be. It's exactly where I'd be. Meredith, I hope that party goes great for you. So we got that done. Fucking Craig still got us a little bit of high seas jerky left in my van. Most of it's gone. Because I've been fucking eating that shit myself. I sent out some for somebody to Connecticut or New Jersey or someplace up north. I was glad that he helped me get rid of some of it. I sold a bunch of t-shirts last week. I want to thank everybody that bought a t-shirt. I really do appreciate it. If you guys remember a while back, I did a promo with the Bucking Pig. And the first 5 people to shoot me their address were going to get a bottle of hot sauce from the Bucking Pig. And a t-shirt. Well, the fucking t-shirts just came in. And I spent the last week scrolling through my messages trying to find, I think there's 2 or 3 people that haven't got their hot sauce. The hot sauce is in my house. The t-shirts are here. If you are one of those 3 people, DM me again, please, and let me get you situated. I'm sorry it's taken so long for me to get you your prize. Speaking of the Bucking Pig, he brought some shit out to the river this weekend for Born Naked that was fucking insane. The brisket, the pork, he did some burnt ends. You know, the same fucking barbecue goodness I talked about last time he cooked for us at the Cosmic Shed. It's amazing. Rhino's a fucking genius. Him and Justin James have got some shit going on. He also made this contraption called the Swine Apple. Swine apple. It was a fucking pineapple stuffed with brisket and wrapped in bacon and smoked. Now get the fuck out of here. That just sounds terrible, doesn't it? All right. So the Rot Rally. That's where I went a couple weeks ago. Never been. I've always heard that it's a crazy party. Bunch of weekend warriors. Guess what? It was all that. That party was fucking insane, actually. I don't even know. I mean, if you haven't been, you need to go. I'll be going back. Like, it's too close to not go back. But anyway, let's just get into it. We'll talk more about it afterwards, about my music selections and all the good stuff. Yeah. So before we get into this show, you need to go to choppersupplyco.com and buy your raffle ticket to win. JP Strike. JP got the Founders Award this weekend at Born Free. Now, that is the award that Mike and Grant, I believe, pick. The Founders, the guys that created the show, were like, wait a second, JP didn't get an award for that fucking trike. We're not going to stand for that. And they gave him an award. Thank you, guys. Now, you need to go to choppersupplyco.com and buy a ticket so that you can win that bike. It's only 1 month away. I think that's 3 weeks, really. 4 weeks away. Holy fuck. I just burnt the shit out of my mouth with this coffee. But go to Chopper Supply Co. Get your sticker to win the bike. And we'll see you in Raton. Now here's the Rot Rally, for real this time. All right, it is Friday, 3:25. And I am headed to the Rot Rally in Austin, Texas. I'm gonna go put myself right in the middle of the shit. I'm gonna try and blend in a little bit too. I'm in my truck. I've got my chopper on a trailer behind me. Yes, you heard me. I am going to, so far, to the closest rally I've been to this year, and I've got my chopper on a trailer. I am in my truck. Didn't bring the van. That would have been cool. But no, I got another bike on the trailer too. I'm taking down to Bacon. So figured it kind of worked out perfect where I can really blend in. You know, I'll get my chopper close to town, and really, I put a new brake caliper on my bike. Bacon helped me build some spacers. And I'm not sure if I just didn't get it bled right the last time I rode it, but it didn't fucking work. So I bled it some more. That Dot 5 is fucking gnarly shit. I think I might have gotten it, but I didn't test ride. I just threw it on the trailer and was like, fuck it. It can't be too much worse than what I've had in the past. So I'm going to roll down here to Bacon's. Load my bike up. I've got a tent. I've got some supplies. There's some good music tonight. One of my friends is actually having a birthday party for his 30th birthday at some fucking coffee shop with some hardcore punk rock bands. I think Hood Rat's playing. So I'll probably swing by there. Jace, he's got his FXR at the Expo Center. And he's got a camping spot for me, I believe, at the Expo Center. I don't know. I don't exactly know how this rally works, but I guess if I can camp out down there right in the middle of the shit, I'm going to do that tonight. I got a tent. I think it'll work. It looks like there may be some rain this evening. I'm not sure. And yeah, I mean, that's all I got for you. It rained this morning. I'm pretty sure I covered the bikes with mud on the way out of the driveway. The Road Glide was fucking so clean. And I didn't put the exhaust on. Well, I put the exhaust on, but had the big squish gaskets. I need some smaller ones, so I pulled it out and stuck some toilet paper in the fucking exhaust hole. So, you know, I don't want it to rain on the way down there. Hopefully it's not too covered with mud. It's got a big fairing on it, so should be good. But I'm pulling up into Hyco, Texas right now. I haven't taken my normal route down here, mainly because it's too windy, you know. I'm not real secure with my bike being on the trailer, so I look in my mirror more than I look forward to make sure that it's still there. And so far, so good. But I'm gonna pull in here to the gas station, get some smokes. And, look, here's some bikers, a bunch of bikers. They're riding down there. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's go see what the deal is with these guys. Maybe they'll make fun of me because I got my bike on a trailer. Close to Bacon's, and I remembered that on that last trip I rode in on my generator, which is, it's all good, but I bought that fucking battery on the way to Daytona, so I just stopped by AutoZone, boom, free battery. So that was pretty fucking handy, and now I'm hopping back on 281 and getting pretty close to Bacon's. And I noticed that both the back two bolts on my oil bag are fucking gone. The ones that hold it up along with the mount on the down tube behind the seat. So, fuck, I might have some hardware in my bag, or I might raid Bacon's shop. We'll just see. We shall see, but I gotta get that situated. Looks like we got rain in the forecast tonight in Austin. So, I might be a pansy and fucking hang out at Bacon's house tonight and go into Austin tomorrow for the shit show. Or, go get fucking wet. I mean, I'm not sure. We'll just see, you know? That's why I don't like making plans, because then I'm not bailing on anybody or canceling. I'm gonna get to the shit show of the Rot Rally, regardless. Just may not be tonight now. You know, I got two bolts I gotta find. So, could take all of them. We'll see. right, so I'm at Bacon's. Been here for about 30, 45 minutes now. I've been here for about 35, 40 minutes, yeah. 6:40. I pulled up. Bacon was pulling out. Now, to tell you how much my bike liked the ride down here, it fucking fell apart on the goddamn trailer. Now, part of it was not putting it together correctly. I'll take that, but shit happens. Had to steal some bolts off the bagger. Got my battery tray, oil can held up now. Been jacking with that for a minute. When I tried to pull it off the trailer, something, it just fucking stuck. It didn't move. I was like, fuck, it's in neutral. I tried to put it in neutral, or, you know, put it in neutral and out of neutral multiple times. Come to find out, the bolt that holds my sissy bar in didn't have a fucking nut on it. So it was just like fucking stuck on the goddamn chain sprocket, which is terrible because I went and rode this thing two nights ago. Not last night, but the night before. So that's fucking crazy. I stole a fucking nut from braking. It was the wrong fucking size, and by the time it got down to where I was supposed to be, you know, snugging it up, fucking threads are gone. It's fucking jammed on there. It'll at least keep that bolt from backing into the sprocket unless the fucking nut starts moving. So I'll keep an eye on that. I think I got the brakes bled off pretty good. Again, fixing to stick a battery in there. I don't know if you can hear that thunder. Weather's not looking good. Looks like the rain's already caught me. So I'm gonna get off this motherfucker and keep on rolling. Well, here I am walking down the side of the fucking highway again. I lost my fucking... Oh, shit. It definitely got ran over a couple times there. Oh, fuck. Now it's in the middle. Oh, shit. My Show Class Magazine hat with JP's trike on it. I got to get that shit. Can't be leaving that behind. Oh, I got that shit. That fucking, the brim has definitely been creased now. But I'm on 71, the storm's behind me. The brake was working really good when I left. Just now when I tried to stop, not so much. But I think I'll be all right. Just take your easy. It's Austin traffic. If it gets too hairy, I'll just turn around and ride back, ride. Right back down 71, Spicewood. okay, I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't fucking expect this. So it's not even in fucking Austin, really. We're like outside of Austin. The fucking campground is at the Expo Center. I just walked in, got registered. Fuck. Looks pretty rad. I mean, it's pretty fucking wild already. Not sure where Jace is at. I'm gonna stand by for a minute, maybe find a place to buy some water and smoke a cigarette. And figure out where I'm gonna fucking set up camp. Expect, but a goddamn circus on golf carts was not it. Yeah. Jace, what are we witnessing here?
Old lady titties, old man dicks.
Lots of dicks and saggy tits, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like...
Seriously?
It's hard not to look, though. I mean...
What'd you say earlier? Titty, bro. The thighs turn into dicks? Seriously? This is no fucking joke. There's like campers everywhere, people on giant fucking golf carts, mini choppers, real big dog choppers, everything, right?
Exactly.
I got fucking beads. It's a currency,
it's a
out,
currency
here.
Out here.
It's a currency. I found a soda guy. I'm drinking root beer.
It can get you showers, bathroom breaks, soda, or titties. Either one. It'll get it all.
You hear that? Don't come to the rally without fucking beads. That's lesson number one.
Shoot it.
All right, it's midnight here, and it's out of fucking control. Fucking golf carts. There's probably $50,000 golf carts here riding around in circles. There is fucking every size titty you could imagine. Every shape. I am in complete shock. There are some bikes riding around. The majority of the bikes have LEDs. There is an assortment of bikes. There's an assortment of golf carts. You know, you got your stock golf cart. Right there, I see one of the utility ones with the bed in the back. There's jacked up golf carts. Right here, here goes a gangster, soft-tailed, big-ass fucking apes and dual fishtails. There's a golf cart with two giant flagpoles. There is a golf cart with some old saggy tits in the front seat. You've got it all. There goes a guy on a mini scooter. Looked like a mini Vespa. It's hard to even put this in words, what I'm seeing here. These motherfuckers are out of control. I mean, they've been riding around in laps for... I've been here for 3-4 hours. I mean, I think I got here at 6:40. It's midnight. There goes a fucking... a Can-Am four-seater. So we've got beads. This is almost like Mardi Gras for bikers. Oh, some guy just peeled out in a street bike. Yeah. It's like a Mardi Gras event for bikers. There's beads flying around, bouncing off titties, bouncing off golf carts, bouncing off fucking motorcycles. There's a lot of inflatable dolls, big inflatable dicks. This one guy's got a golf cart that's like 3 rows deep. He's got a giant black dick on the hood of it. And he presses something, you know, behind the steering wheel, and that fucking dick just unloads on whatever victim is in front of it. There's music of every... that we've been jamming out to SPM for a minute. You know, and now we got the Eagles or whatever the fuck this is. There's fucking... I haven't seen any business suits, but I've seen everything from Hawaiian t-shirts to there's a guy wearing a pair of pants that he cut the ass out of. Probably one of the nicest asses I've ever seen. There goes a golf cart with a Trump flag and a Texas flag. There's a dirt bike. We got one of our guys out here, Brad's out here shirtless directing traffic because we're right here by the food vendors and by Pecos Pete's old-fashioned soda. I'm drinking a root beer in a stainless steel mug. And there are some huge titties. Real ones, fake ones. There's a dude in his fucking boxer briefs and a cowboy hat standing on the back of a golf cart. And they're just going in laps. There's fucking giant toy haulers everywhere. People got their little home bases set up. There's fucking swimming pools set up under these fucking pop-ups. Let's see, I see two swimming pools. We just walked down the way and bought a case of beer for $30. I mean, it was warm. These guys are drinking it. There's a Krispy Kreme donut trailer behind me. You got your fresh cut fries, Texas size armadillo eggs, lemonade, corn dogs, pickles, chicken tenders, Philly's cheesesteaks, gyros, funnel cakes, Tubby's barbecue. Oh, Tubby's is open. He took a break for a minute. He's back open. It's fucking wild. There's fresh hot pizza. I mean, what in the fuck? There's a lot of people eating food. Look around. I see a lot of people eating, drinking, leaning on their bikes. There's a lot of flip-flops and shorts. I mean, there's a little bit of fucking everything here. Mind is blown right now. Rot Rally 2017. Yep. Fucking going out early. It's 12:48. I'm not even sure what that is. It looks like a fire truck with a bunch of naked fucking people on top of it. I'm starting to wonder what in the fuck is really going on here. It's like some kind of fucking giant orgy undercover at the fucking motorcycle rally. So I got my fucking shit pitched out on the back of this trailer here. Just doing everything I can to fit in. Trailer my bike down. Sleep in the trailer. Fortunately, this one ain't covered. I got a tent, but I'm gonna sleep under this full moon. We'll see what happens in the morning. So I'm in the expo building, or walking into it. Everything's set up. There's a guy shaping metal on the stage. The bikes are fucking killer. Got display booths from Indian Cycles, Arlen Ness, Simpson, Texas Performance. What's it, Texas?
Texas Performance Motorcycles.
Texas Performance Motorcycles. Mark, what's happening?
Going on?
Just fucking doing a little intro for the podcast,
hell
man.
Yeah.
You stoked about today or what?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right.
What's it not to be stoked about, man?
Dude,
I'm gonna fucking do a lot of drinking, check out a lot of bikes, maybe see some boobies again.
Yeah. Dude, there's gonna be more boobies.
Probably gonna be a lot of boobies. Not the boobies you wanna see until 2
some,
o'clock, and then you're stoked
some.
About them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
When you're sober, you're like, I don't know about that. When you're wasted, you're like, hell yeah, yeah, show me them titties.
On their 30th lap, yeah, they start looking good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy.
Alright, that's sweet, man. Well, fucking A. Here it is, Saturday morning at the Expo Center. We'll be right back. right, so I'm here with Carlos. We're hanging out here at the Expo Center. He's getting kind of nervous. His bike that he's fixing to race at the flat track arena, not even arena, it's some outdoor track. Like, I think it goes around the music stage. I think Kid Rock's going to be playing later on during his race.
Fire going, firework.
But his fucking Sportster's leaking more oil than my Panhead is.
That's because my bike has oil in it.
It's because what?
My bike has oil in it.
Yeah, well, that he might be onto something there. But Carlos, I don't know if you're watching my fucking story on Instagram, but they just had him up on stage. That's how fucking badass this dude is. They were like, come up here, man. We want to talk to you on our live Facebook feed. What did they say, 90,000 followers were watching?
That's what they said. It wasn't confirmed, though.
Yeah, I mean, when I tried to confirm it, I think 6 people were watching it. But not when Carlos was on there. When Carlos was on, I'm sure there was a lot more.
Yeah, they'll left that.
But when I think when, was it Shade Tree or Misfits, whatever that was, there's only 6 people watching those guys. Nothing against them, but so why did they have you up there? Tell us more about it.
You know, I'm just down here cashing checks and snapping necks, kind of a big deal, so I thought it'd be good for the crowd to bring me out there.
I so wish you would have demonstrated more of that on stage. There is a chance he will be cashing checks before the weekend's over. He's trying to win some dirt track money. And what about this bike you entered? You got 3 of them out there, right?
I got 2 bikes out there.
2 bikes.
Yeah, I got the FXR and that Roadstar bobber with the big-ass front wheel.
Fuck yeah. People have been over there sitting on it, pointing at it. That Roadstar bobber has been getting more attention than any of these other fucking bikes. It's pretty fucking amazing. What is that, a chrome take or just bare metal?
Just bare metal, just all hand polished up. Same thing with the fender.
It's some clean looking shit. And he's got Slab Cycles out of Fort Worth, Texas. And they can get a hold of you at?
SlabCyclesTexas.com or on Instagram. It's Slab_Cycles. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And he can build some sick fucking exhaust. I think most of the show FXRs have got his exhaust on them. What's funny about the FXR show is the Dynas qualified to be in the FXR show. I'm not sure how that works out. It's not like an FXR Dynas show on paper, but that's what it is. Even the Dynas just say FXR on their little paperwork. So, not sure who's running this event, but their fucking spectrum of Dyn or FXRs is pretty wide. So here we are, Rot Rally 2017, hanging out at the Texas Performance Motorcycle booth. The coolest booth in here. All right, so we're down here at the fucking stud show. Doug Danger is fixing to fly in on a helicopter. They canceled the jump in the helicopters for some reason. Here we go. FFA regulations, wind insurance. They're not going to let him do it. So he's got a fucking fire truck out here, which is pretty rad in itself. We're living on the edge. Complete. danger. Made it like a fucking champ. It was nothing. Made it look fucking easy as fuck. I think that's it, folks. I think I've had enough. I'm gonna grab my stainless steel cup, the only thing I've got to take home from this place besides memories, pictures, and audio. It's pretty fucking crazy. I'm glad I came out. But I think I've had enough. I'm gonna roll on the spice tour. That's it. Rock Rally 2017 in the books. Just got back to Bacon's. You know, I had enough saggy tits and big dick baggers I could fucking handle, but I can tell you, I had some fun. It was good getting to hang out with Jace from Fast Life, Mark from Texas Performance, Carlos Sanchez from Slab Cycles, and Brad and Daniel and Jesse. I met a nice lady named Rebecca Cunningham, who actually used to date my father-in-law back in high school, which is wild. She was beating it down. She was taking pictures for Cycle Source, Thunder Rally. She was working hard. And the Expo Center, the bike show was cool. Getting to meet some of those builders, seeing the way they put on the show was, you know, it's pretty rad. I mean, I like what I think his name's Bob. Bob's doing. Met, Jeff Holt from Hot Bike Magazine. I meant to talk to him more about the hot bike ride or whatever the fuck that is. Pat, he's got a podcast called Sin Central. Gonna check it out. Fucking Doug Danger killed it on the jump. Check out my Instagram. I think that shit's up there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't even know. I think it was on my story, so maybe it's gone by now. But it was rad. He fucking got out of this fucking helicopter that he flew in with, walked up on the landing ramp, and he had this fucking cane, and the helicopter people backed out. So he fucking, he was like, man, the helicopter people pussied out, the beer company pussied out, but the firefighters, they fucking didn't. And the fire truck was right in the middle of the two ramps. He had a fucking cane, and he was like, I'm going to do it evil here. Evil Knievel used to take a shot of wild turkey before each jump, and he fucking undid the top of his cane and pulled out a like a cigar tube filled with wild turkey. But he was like, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to do it after the jump. So he fucking killed the jump, rode right back up that fucking landing ramp, pulled out that cane, pulled out that shot, and slammed it down. Doug Danger's the shit. That is an old motherfucker. He's been jumping shit for a long time. And it was really cool to see him do that on Evel Knievel's old CR750. So, or XR750. But that's it. It was a beautiful ride back. And I think me and Bacon are going to go get some food with his family. And then I'm probably going to load my shit up back on my trailer. Trailer at home, you know? That's it. I ain't got nothing else. Till next time. ROT, the Republic of Texas. It was a fun time. Lots of fun. Now, when I put this episode together, or before I put it together, I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to use some of the corny biker music that they played down there, which they might have played the songs that I played. And then I was thinking that I would do like Bro Country and SPM. But when it finally came down to me putting the show together, you know, I picked what I picked. It's fun music, good stuff. Living on the Edge by Aerosmith. When's the last time you heard that song? Doug Danger was living on the edge. So, it's beautiful. ROT. I was the fucking trailer queen. It was awesome. So, there you have it. ChopperSupplyCo.com. Get your ticket. The chance to win. J.P. Rodman's Born Free 9 Founders Build Awarded. Try it. Founders Build Awarded. Founders Trophy. I don't even know how to say that shit. JP, congratulations, bud. And everybody else that took home a prize. I will have a Born Free 9 podcast coming up in the near future. Have a wonderful week.